A long-awaited immigration bill is expected to be introduced in the U.S. Senate this coming week. It is likely to call for better border security and a path to citizenship for 11 million immigrants in the U.S. who are without legal status. A big hurdle for the bill was cleared last week. The United Farm Workers have reached a deal with growers to address wages and cap the number of visas allowed for new workers. NPR's national political correspondent Don Gagne reports.
The United Farm Workers seem to be all over Washington in recent days, with their deep red T-shirts emblazoned with the union's stylized eagle logo. They were very visible at the big immigration rights rally outside the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday. Earlier that same day, they made some noise on the inside at the Longworth House office building on Capitol Hill, where some members of Congress hosted a reception. Congressman Tony Cardenas of California, himself the son of farm workers, welcomed them.
Some of the hardest workers in the world are people who pick our fruits and vegetables that too many of us take for granted every single day.
The feeling in the room was that a comprehensive overhaul of the nation's immigration system may finally happen. More than a dozen members of Congress, many of them from the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, spoke, as did Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi. But the main speaker was United Farm Workers President Arturo Rodriguez, who was in the middle of 2 days of lobbying members of the U.S. House and Senate.
We are very honored to have such a tremendous group of friends here that have the power and the ability and the capacity and the desire and the will to bring about the change for millions of immigrants in our nation.
Rodriguez said it's important to always remind Americans who does the back-breaking work to get produce into stores and onto their tables. It's estimated that as many as 70% of workers in the fields are undocumented.
Farm workers should have enough food to feed our families, that we should have the right to be able to live with dignity and respect like anyone else here in this nation.
An agreement between farm workers and growers is just one of the many complex pieces that must be in place before an immigration bill can be taken up by Congress. The United Farm Workers Union has been bargaining with agribusinesses behind the scenes for months. Those writing the proposed immigration legislation need key players in an industry so reliant on an immigrant workforce on board. Christy Boswell is with the American Farm Bureau Federation. She says growers need to know they will be able to find enough workers and remain competitive even as wages go up.
We are working to have a solution that allows agriculture to have a legal workforce, and we are hoping that what these discussions unveil lead to wise policy decisions that fix that solution in the long run so we're not back in this situation in 10, 15 years.
Labor analysts, meanwhile, see the talks between growers and the farm workers as significant in several ways. Harley Shaken is a professor at the University of California at Berkeley.
The context of these talks is critical, both because farm labor is a vital part of the economy, but also because of the growing clout of the Latino vote. Both play into this and have given it an unusual importance in the context of broader immigration reform.
The United Farm Workers, a small union, do they have more leverage than they have had in the past?
The political situation has given a huge injection of leverage into the United Farm Workers. It is a very small union, but it has outside moral stature and visibility in general, but particularly in the Hispanic community.
And the United Farm Workers and their friends in Congress see the immigration debate as not just an opportunity, but rather as a preview of a future where their presence is increasingly felt. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.